listeners, you are listening to a holiday-themed mini-episode of That's Entertainment. I'm your pop culture maven, your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone. And it's just me on the microphone today. If you've been a long-time listener of That's Entertainment, you know that in previous years we have had some terrific Christmas time episodes. Aunt Beth and I have discussed our favorite Christmas movies of all time, our favorite Christmas songs of all time, favorite Christmas TV shows, or TV episodes rather. And I believe last year we talked about our favorite Christmas presents of all time. And yeah, I'm always in a festive mood this time of year. So we weren't able to put together another full-length episode for the holiday season. If you're in the mood to listen to some holiday podcasts, our previous holiday episodes are still available in the back issue section of our feed, as it were. We don't have an actual section of our feed labeled as back issues. I was just being a little silly there, just in case you were wondering. But yeah, also, if we were, Aunt Beth and I were talking, it was like, should we do one this year? And we're like, I don't know, we're running out of ideas. If anyone has any other topics that we haven't yet covered for potential Christmas time episodes, yeah, please let us know. Maybe there's something that we haven't considered that would make for a great episode. But I did want to make sure I jumped on the mic just to say hi, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year's, Auld Lang Syne, and all, and many blessings to you and yours. And just talk about hey, what's going on in the pop culture land, the entertainment verse right now, this holiday season 2025 into the start of 2026. And it's also a What's Jeff Watching mini episode where I talk about, you know, what I've been watching that we haven't covered on any full-length episodes or any mini episodes for that matter. So I'm going to start with that before we get into the holiday business. If you want to know what my daily thoughts or weekly thoughts, you know, you got to make sure you're following me on Blue Sky, J Money Malone, I believe. Yeah, that's my Blue Sky, right? Let's make sure. Clickety clickety. Yes, J Money Malone on Blue Sky. And also be reading my blog, J Money. That's where you can get my most up-to-date online pop culture musings. Here on the podcast is where you come to when you actually want to hear my voice, elucidating some of those opinions and distilling just some of a deeper dive into things I want to share that I haven't been able to fully get off my chest yet. And I ask Aunt Beth if she has anything she would like to share about any notable TV shows or movies or other pieces of pop culture that she'd like to share. I think she did share something for me, but that might be for the later part of the show. Let me just make sure. Let me bring up what she sent. Okay, yeah, I'll get to what she has a little bit later. But yeah, for the moment, what I just want to spotlight two things. And you know they're not the only two things that are on my radar currently, but they're just the two I want to spotlight. One is Pluribus, the new show created by Vince Gilligan and starring one of his Better Call Saul stars, Ray Seahorn. If you haven't started watching it, it's pretty terrific, and I have a feeling it's going to get even better as it moves on into future seasons. I think its first season wraps up with the December 26th episode. I know a lot of people are already watching it. A lot of my family's already watching it, so I don't know, it seems like everyone I know is watching it. That's all I'm going to say at this point. It's kind of a mysterious show. If you haven't started watching, I'm going to let the mysteries unfold for you. Maybe you've already heard some of the mysteries revealed, and that's okay, as long as you don't know everything. But yeah, if you liked Better Call Saul, and probably if you liked Better Breaking Bad as well, I famously haven't only watched a few episodes of Breaking Bad. But if you liked those shows, and also if you liked Vince Gilligan's time on The X-Files, he was a writer on that show back in the day. If you like any of that, you should probably like this as well. And then I'm also going to mention a show that I love that I've been mentioning plenty of times the last few years, but that doesn't seem to be getting a whole lot of headline attention in the most major entertainment publications, and that's Beavis and Butthead, which I believe just wrapped up its season. The third season in which it has been called Mike Judge's Beavis and Butthead. This is the second revival. But 11th season overall, there was so the finale. I think it was the season finale. At least, yeah, based on what Wikipedia is telling me, that's it seems to be the case. It aired on Comedy Central this season, but the Comedy Central doesn't seem to be to care to be clear in its advertising that this is the season finale. I don't know. Anyway, that's the state of cable TV for you right now these days. But so anyway, what happened on this episode? It's usually two segments for each Beavis and Butthead episode. In one of them, we focus on middle-aged Beavis and Butthead, and it's the return of Cornholio. Apparently, Beavis hasn't been this alter ego of himself since his younger days. But yeah, it goes on. He and Beavis are getting, or Butthead are getting some prescriptions filled at the drugstore, and then Beavis has a few too many pills, and you know what that means. So there you go. And then the other segment was focused on Smart Beavis and Smart Butthead. Our interplanetary visitors, and they make an important discovery that involves their hands and their nether regions, if you know what I mean. And if you're a fan of Beavis and Butthead, I bet you know what I mean. So, some eternally inspirational topics when it comes to this Mike Judge animated show, but new ideas, new deployments, and it worked out wonderfully. Okay, now on to the holiday section of the show. So, I'm just gonna be these. I'm gonna be sharing my holiday viewing plans for while I have some time off. Hopefully, that's the plan. Around Christmas time and New Year's. What shows and what movies and what specials I'd like to be watching this year. And Aunt Beth also shared some information in that regard as well, so I'll recite what she told me. Okay, so she texted me. She said, "Now that I'm pretty much caught up on my series shows and streaming, excuse me, I'm going to get Apple TV a few days after Christmas. There's many shows I want to watch: The Studio, The Morning Show, Pluribus." There it is again, Pluribus. "Slow Horses," "Down Cemetery Road." I'm hoping to get through many of them before the series shows are back from winter break. By series shows, I assume she means like traditional TV. And she forgot to say that first and foremost, she will be watching the conclusion of Stranger Things. And as for me, well, I've actually, as for theatrical movies, I've pretty much caught up on all the wide releases I've been hoping to get to that have been coming out this December or came out around Thanksgiving, or I will be most likely soon before Christmas Day. There's a few others that are either in limited release now or will be soon. Like Is This Thing On, No Other Choice, and The Testament of Anne Lee tops among them that I would love to see you around Christmas time, but I'm not sure if they'll be playing anywhere close to me while I'm visiting my parents. If I were staying in New York, they would certainly be somewhere not too far away. So those might not be until January. Then there's a few new movies that went straight to streaming. There's so many. It's like Christmas, new Christmas movies. There's A Merry Little Xmas with Alicia Silverstone and Oliver Hudson, and Jingle Bell Heist with Olivia Holt. And I forget the guy's name, but he was on Sex Education. Not the Bane guy, not Asa Butterfield, the one of the other guys. Those two are on Netflix. Then there's Oh, What Fun, with a period after each word, that's directed by Michael Showalter and starring Michelle Pfeiffer. That's on Amazon Prime, I believe. And Solar Opposites just recently dropped its final season. And I'm hoping to get caught up on all of that by the end of the year. And then there's a few classic sitcoms that I might look up, try to find some Christmas episodes from those. I'm looking at Barney Miller and maybe the Dick Van Dyke Show. Dick Van Dyke, after all, just turned 100 years old. What do you know about that? And hey, there is a new SpongeBob movie out right now. Maybe I'll watch a special Christmas SpongeBob episode. And oh, and how about Riff Tracks? Riff Tracks with Mike Nelson, Kevin Murphy, and Bill. Oh my God, brain fart. What's Bill Corbett? The formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000. They release they still do Movie Mockery, but release straight online nowadays. And I think they've got some Christmas goodies there as well, I believe. So I don't know how much time I have for all this, even relaxing for like a week or so, or a week and a half, or however it works out. But yeah, we'll see. My eyes might be bigger than my viewing timer, But anyway, yeah. So that's the entertaining holiday season we have in store for us. If you'd like to share what you're planning on watching this season and what you've been watching lately, you can always reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or even Twitter. You can email us at thatsentertainmentpodcast@gmail.com, and you can support us on Patreon if you'd like. Maybe give us a little Christmas present. And in the meantime, keep your remotes handy and your eyes open so that you can look at all the beautiful Christmas decorations.